Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and happy Easter. This is Brother John talking to you live from Pearl River, Louisiana, on this beautiful, cool Easter day. And I hope you have a blessed one. And you recognize and praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, I was working at a tourism place for State of Louisiana Welcome Center, and I had these people come in and ask me about my cross that I wear, and it's a Jerusalem cross. And they asked me, what does it mean? And I told them about the cross that has no body and that he's resurrected. He's alive today. And the other crosses that are on it, and they mean spreading the gospel. Some other things, and they say, oh, this couple was from India. Oh, yeah, we believe in all the gods, all the gods. And I said, well, yes, but how many gods have resurrected from the dead and that are alive today? There's only one, and that's Jesus Christ. And today is the day that makes the difference between all the other religions. Our Savior, our Lord, our Creator is alive today in heaven, interceding for you and I as believers in Christ. And have you believed? We're going to discuss that this morning. How did you see Christ? And we're going to read, the first eight verses of John chapter 20. And we'll read that now. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulcher. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulcher. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him into the sepulcher, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw and believed. So we have three people here that went to the sepulcher on the third day, and they have, and their observation and their conclusion are different in what they saw. So we have Mary Magdalene. She was the first one that went there, and she went there to take care of the body of Jesus, okay? She went there to see after 3 days they could dress it up or something, or leave flowers outside to make it smell good. And so, but she came there, and the first thing she saw was the stone that was taken away. She just, it was there, it's obvious. From the sepulcher. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loveth, and said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher. So her observation and her conclusion was not that Jesus resurrected, but that somebody had taken the body of Jesus away. His body had been stolen, or they all kind of conclusions or conjectures could come out of that. So that was Mary's first conclusion. They have taken the Lord's body out of the sepulcher. We know not where they have laid him. There's no belief in the resurrection there. Okay, verse 3. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, who is the Apostle John, the writer of this, and came to the sepulcher. So they ran both together. The other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulcher. And he stooped down, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. So both of these Greek words that are used here, it's called blepo, and it just means to look at, to observe, okay, just to look at it and see. Nothing further than that. And that's what Mary said. She came there, she saw it, said, oh, they've taken it away. John went there, and he's stooping down, looked in, and saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. So he saw it. Then what happens? Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, John outran him, and went into the sepulcher. Peter goes in. Oh, bold Peter, just, you know, a bull in a china closet, just goes right in. And went into the sepulcher and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also the other disciple. John goes in now. Okay? Which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw, and he believed. So we have here a different Greek word that is used by Simon Peter and by the Apostle John. In verse 6, it says, then cometh Simon Peter following him and went into the sepulcher and seeth the linen clothes. So this means that he was a spectator. He was discerning what was going on. He was beholding, considering what was going on. Okay? He was looking at all the evidence. The jury was still out, let's say. Okay. Then in verse 8, we see, then went in also the other disciple, which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw and believed. Now, the Greek word here for saw is ideo, or with the Greek word where we get our word idea from, and means it's a past tense, and it means to have knowledge, okay, to perceive, to see, be sure of, to understand, to comprehend, okay? Let me use another word. It means more than just seeing or contemplating. It's an observation, and then it has a submission of ideas that agree. Okay? Now, what does that mean? It means the next two words, he believed. Let me read that again. Then went in also the other disciple which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw. He had his seeing, his comprehending, he came up with ideas and referred back to what Jesus had said, and he believed. He believed. So actually the first believer of Christ is John, the Apostle John. Now Peter believed shortly after this, and et cetera, et cetera. But Apostle John, by the words that are used, viz. That he believed that Jesus Christ had resurrected from the dead. He believed. Mary said, where's his body? Peter ran in and was still trying to figure out everything. You know, he's a little bit more Peter. Peter's slow to come to conclusions, things like that. Whereas John ran and saw, and with his seeing, observation, a quicker observation, he believed. He understood further. His ideas came together, that was of what he had heard before about John. And that's the three different observations. And how do you see the resurrection? Are you one that doesn't believe that you come up with all these ideas? Well, they stole the body and he never did resurrect, like a lot of people believe. Or you go in, you've been around religion that teaches that Jesus resurrected, and things of more information, and you have a different, or you have, a better understanding, more knowledge of the resurrection, but you still haven't, you might even believe in a resurrection, but have you trusted him? I'm going to explain that. Whereas we see the Apostle John, he saw the evidence and he believed. He believed that Jesus has resurrected from the dead. He believed in what he had heard in the past. He was not still wanting more information. He believed and he knew he needed Jesus to die for his sin. That's the difference. Let me give you this example. This lady had really enjoyed, had a doctor that she really believed in, believed that he was a good doctor, good reputation, seen other people that have had surgery by him. And she says, you know, I've always believed in you. But a few days ago, I trusted you to have surgery on me. That's the difference. Do you believe in Jesus' resurrection? But have you trusted it for your soul and for your resurrection and for the forgiveness of your sin and a new life being filled with the Holy Spirit? Or you just believe, acknowledge the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but have you trusted it? We can see the three different observations of Jesus Christ's resurrection right here. I pray that you have believed, and you do believe, but did you trust? You believe so much that you trust Jesus Christ to forgive you, that his sacrifice was sufficient for the sins of your life, and you've trusted in him and his resurrection for the purpose of giving you a new life, an eternal life in heaven with him, that all your sins are forgiven, that Jesus is in heaven right now interceding for you. If you do that, tell Jesus in your heart, start reading the Gospel of John, and the Holy Spirit will teach you and confirm things to and guide you. My name is Brother John. You can contact me by wsm217@gmail.com, or you can call me. But leave a message. If I don't know that phone number, I don't answer it. But leave a message and I'll contact you back and discuss things with you. 985-789-5988. God bless you and have a great resurrection day.